This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't understand how I get myself into these situations. And, you know, I could have lost everything just because I'm going grocery shopping and I'm trying to, you know, be a good mom and make a healthy dinner for the kids. And I've been grocery shopping a lot more because I've been doing so much online ordering and delivery and, you know, making my husband do the grocery shopping. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to cook more. I'm going to get the groceries myself. When hubby comes home, he's going to have a nice home-cooked meal, and he's not really excited about my cooking. I'm more excited about it than he is, but at least I try. There's an attempt. And I'm noticing that I'm starting to stress about going grocery shopping. Going grocery shopping in general isn't really fun for me. I've never liked shopping. I don't like clothes shopping. I don't like makeup shopping. I don't like car shopping. I don't like house shopping. I hate to shop. Furniture shopping, I can't stand any of that. I really hate shopping. I've never liked shopping. Unless I could just buy it quickly online. You know, like if you have to go and buy a dress, right, you know, for prom, everyone's like, oh yeah, we're going to buy a dress. I hated that because you have to find a dress, then you have to undress in another arena that could have cameras. I had seen a movie when I was a kid where there was a camera behind the mirror, or it was like a two-way mirror. So I always feel like there's a camera when you're changing in the dressing room. And then there was this one place I would buy clothes where the camera was up on the ceiling. And even though you were in your own stall, I could see the camera from the mirror in the changing room, which means the camera can see, that means security can see you in your changing room change. So I'm not a big fan of just shopping in general. I can't stand it. So I'm at the grocery store, and I went a couple times in the last week, and both times were just very, I don't know, very frustrating. You get into fights with people all the time. You know, I need to go down the aisle and look at spices. Well, the spices, it's very small letters. And so I'm trying to find my glasses, and I'm sitting there with my cart trying to find my glasses so I could read what the different spices are, because you're not allowed to open them up and sniff them. I guess you can't do that anymore. I got in trouble for that a while back. So you have to just keep them closed. You have to trust what the label says. And a woman comes up going, excuse me. And I'm like, oh, you're excused. And I'm just reading that. Excuse me. Like, what? What? Oh, my cart is in the way. Okay, it's wide enough for both of us, lady. All right, if you can't fit around me, lose some weight. All right, but honestly, my cart is out of the way. Your cart is blocking the aisle. It was like diagonal, just a little bit. I'm like, I'm trying to read the spices. Then I try to go over to like the olive oil section. And the olive oil section, I'm very frustrated by because olive oil is more expensive. You know, you got the corn oil, the sunflower oil, you got the cheap oil, canola oil, right there, and then you got the expensive olive oil. So I'm going to spend time trying to figure out what I'm going to buy, and I'm going to try to do the math with ounces and all that. And there's somebody there, I think it was rice, I forget what was there, and they were kind of manspreading. You know, and you know how you manspread when you sit, and so nobody can sit next to you, you spread your legs, so nobody can be on either side, you manspread. So somebody was doing that at the aisle, and I'm like, look, okay, I just need to look at the prices. If you're looking at the higher aisle, what is it, a counter or a shelf? If you're looking at the higher shelf, can I just like crouch lower and look at the lower shelf, because for some reason the cheaper olive oil is stuck on the bottom because the more expensive one is at eye level, and I want to get the cheaper olive oil because it's already expensive. And they're manspreading, and they're not letting me go in and look at the olive oil. So I have to wait. I have to stand there and wait in line to look at something on a shelf that the person's not even looking and not even buying. So I'm already frustrated. Then, okay, so now I'm ready for checkout. And I'm not going to wait. The lines are ridiculous. You have to do 6 feet in between each line with your shopping cart. I don't think the shopping cart is allowed to be 6 feet. I mean, the shopping cart is already 4 feet, right? So you could think you could stand by the... No, no. But people were 6 feet plus the shopping cart, so it looked like the line was already 2 miles long. So I'm like, I'm just going to do self-checkout. So I go to self-checkout, and it's cool because, you know, you get these little beeps. So you find the barcode, it goes beep, and you put it in the bag. Beep, put in the bag. Okay, well, I had a lot of stuff in my cart. And now the bags, there's no room. So I lift up a bag to put it in the cart, and then it says, you know, replace the items back in the, oh, I forget what it says, replace the items back on the, I don't know, in the shopping area or something like that. All right, and it's a loud alarm, so somebody has to come over, and they have to use their little tag or their card key pass to let me continue to shop. Well, again, I'm starting to fill up. So I notice that I don't have to wait for the clerk to come because it's still going to charge. And I'm now late, and I have to get back. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This keeps telling me, you know, please don't remove item from bagging area or whatever. So I go and I scan the hemorrhoid cream, and I hear the beep. And then all of a sudden, she comes up running. The clerk comes up running next to me. No, it didn't charge. It didn't charge. You just bagged that item without it's scanning. All right, now everybody's kind of looking like, what item is it? And I'm a private person. I don't want people to know I'm buying hemorrhoid cream. So I'm like, you know, I just was trying to buy it and put it into the bag, and I was scanning it. So she pulls it out, and she looks at it, and then she has to do a reverse, and I'm like, hey, so everybody sees it. I'm like, okay, you know what, fine. So I finish the groceries, and I finish scanning, and then I pay and all that, and, you know, she's looking at me like I tried to get away with a fast one, trying to, and look, the hemorrhoid cream costs what, like, you know, $7? But this is what stinks. Okay, so I had my purse on the shopping cart, and I didn't realize that I had bought two hemorrhoid creams because it was like, buy one, get the other 50% off. The other hemorrhoid cream was under my purse. So I'm now leaving the store, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, because I lifted up my purse so I could grab the bags, and I'm like, oh, no, there's another hemorrhoid cream. So I have to run back with the hemorrhoid cream, not in a bag. And there's a security guard there going, I swear I wasn't trying to shop like this. I need to purchase the second thing, a hemorrhoid cream. So we go back, I charge it, and I'm done. I am so done. It's embarrassing. I'm just going to buy my stuff online. Forget it. Corey can cook for himself. The kids don't even like my cooking. And I'm not going to sit here and get arrested for buying something that I really don't even want to buy. I don't even want hemorrhoids. I've never asked for hemorrhoids. I don't want them. I don't want the cream. I don't want any of it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Alright guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in, we really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm licensed in Colorado. One of my medical licenses is also in Colorado. And many of the patients I write prescriptions for when I see them online through telemedicine, go to this Boulder, Colorado King Supers, or Arvada, Colorado, actually. And so I'm pretty familiar with the store. And unfortunately, a gunman, 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa, opened fire in the parking lot at about 3 p.m., killing 2 people before entering the store. And then once inside, he shot and killed another 8 people. Before he was arrested by Boulder Police Department. Now, we don't know much about him. From what we're being told, according to Daily Mail, he's 21 years old, was born in Syria, was moved to the U.S. when he was 3, and now lives in Arvada, Colorado. Actually, yeah, Arvada, Colorado is far away. It's about 30 miles from Boulder. And he lives about that far away from the grocery store. Not sure why he targeted that grocery store, but about 2:40 p.m., he began to open fire. And he was taken into custody at about 3:28 p.m. and was transported to the hospital to be treated for a leg wound. He's stable, has been charged with 10 counts of murder. Still, we don't know why. People have been looking at his Facebook posts, or they've reviewed his Facebook posts, and he had been complaining about not having a girlfriend. I wonder why he doesn't have a girlfriend. And ranted about President Trump. So he didn't like President Trump, and it looks like he had trouble finding somebody to date him. His brother confirmed he was the shooter at an interview with the Daily Beast, saying he was paranoid and very antisocial. His brother said he believes his brother is mentally ill and described how he was convinced that people were, quote, after him in high school. Well, this is really, really tragic. He's 21 years old. It's interesting. He looks older in the picture. And they believe he had an AR-15. The victims identified was Denny Strong, a 20-year-old, Nevin Stantonik, 23, Ricky Olds, 25, Suzanne Fountain, 59, Terry Litcher, 51, Eric Talley, 51, Kevin Mahoney, 61, Lynn Murray, 62, Jody Water, 65. Now, Talley was a cop. Eric Talley, he recently changed jobs to work more closely on the front line, and he was a father of seven. He was given a hero's procession from the grocery store to the funeral home on Monday. Oh, it's just, and then Terry Liker, she had worked at the grocery store for 30 years. Now, she was dating a colleague who survived the shooting. So, officials revealed at a press conference on Tuesday that some of the victims were at the store to get their COVID-19 vaccine. Now, Alyssa, the shooter, is at the hospital. He's going to be discharged and then booked at Boulder County Jail. Witnesses described him shooting 2 of 3 shots, then stopping calmly, and then opening fire again. But he wasn't spraying bullets, they said. He was also wearing a tactical vest. Officers said to take headshots only to bring him down. So apparently he was shot in the leg of the standoff, and so we'll find out more once they are able to detain him and find out what the heck this guy was unfortunately thinking. I get very, very frustrated when you hear family members go, yep, something was wrong with him. He was mentally ill. And you go, well, why didn't anybody intervene earlier? Why didn't anybody get him help? If you had a family member that didn't seem right. Now, is it because they just didn't think that he had it in him? You know, many of us as family members, we're in denial. Nobody wants to think that their brother or son or nephew or niece or daughter could ever do something like this. So when your child or a loved one or a family member acts odd, you just kind of brush it off. And you go, all right, well, you know, it's just, they're a weird kid. Maybe I don't know what other kids are supposed to be like, and this is normal. This is my norm. And then, for the brother to come out saying, yeah, you know, he was antisocial, and, you know, he has mental illness, then what? Why wasn't he screened better for this? Or why wasn't he watched closer? Well, you can't. This is why we have such a problem with our approach and our treatment and our resources for those with mental illness. Right now, it rests mostly on somebody wanting to make that move and make that effort to go and seek treatment. If people are antisocial and they don't want to seek treatment and they don't want to go to a psychologist's office, or, you know, they don't want to go and seek therapy or seek medication or go to a pharmacy and get a medication, you have antisocial, you have some people that unfortunately may also be antisocial that won't go out and seek treatment. So they stay home. They stay home. And somebody could say, well, okay, well, if they're antisocial, if they stay home, they're not going to go out and start shooting. Well, apparently they do. I don't know why Adam Lanza
shot up a school at Sandy Hook. I don't know why Jared Loughner shot Congresswoman Gifford and others at that Tucson shopping center. I don't know why James Holmes shot people up at the Dark Knight movie premiere in Aurora, Colorado. We don't know why these people decide to leave their antisocial bubble to go out and do these things. And we also need to, I don't want to use the word appreciate because this is not positive in any form, but we have to understand and be humbled by the fact that once they are leaving that bubble, leaving that antisocial, you know, envelope that secluded bubble, that secluded envelope they're in, to go out and to start shooting and to be among other people, it ups their anxiety. It ups their emotional volatility. And so people would think, well, maybe they'll change their mind. Maybe they'll have a gun, they'll drive out, they'll change their mind. We don't know how many people change their minds. We don't know, because we don't know how many people decide to go somewhere and then they chicken out because they don't. Many of them don't volunteer, guys. I almost would have done a mass shooting and I didn't. So we don't know how many people chicken out. But you see, he comes into the building and he stops. Maybe he freezes. Maybe he retalks himself into moving forward with this. I don't know. But when you look at the behavior of the shooter as they shoot, you have some people that come in and they're on a mission. And then you have others that almost look like they're either talking to themselves or they're fighting with themselves or they have a weird air around them, even though it's weird already that they would want to kill another human being. But many of them being out of their comfort zone will also be very volatile and have a roller coaster type of approach to their actions, which sometimes allows people who are trying to take them out or take them down to have some opportunities. And they need to find, it's really hard because, you know, these cops, unfortunately, not only do they have to save lives, but they have to also try to psychoanalyze what's going on and where their moment will be or their opportunity will be to stop the shooter. There's unfortunately a whole choreography to this, and I'm, you know, grateful for the Boulder City Police to be able to stop this. But the point I want to make is you have people with unfortunate mental illness that don't think like we do. Their logic is not there. We would never think to kill somebody. We would never think to gun people down trying to get their COVID vaccine. And unfortunately, you have people there that think they're on a mission or they hear a voice or they feel they are told by God to do something or they're trying to make amends or they're getting back at somebody, and we don't know because we can't get into their minds. And many of them die, many of them get killed, right, during their active shooting episode. He's still alive, and I think we should have the best experts in the world psychoanalyze and find what he was thinking. And I think when you get these shooters, you know, and you're able to identify some common threads, maybe we could move a little bit closer to preventing them. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Newsmax TV Monday let the Biden administration have it for destroying the once safe U.S.-Mexico border and destruction of America's energy independence.
They're destroying our country, and the company Burisma, you know what Burisma is, we're making them rich, and we're becoming less and less energy independent, and within 3 or 4 months we won't be energy independent. It's a very, very sad thing, and then the border, you look at that, it's incredible to watch.
Fire burned through a Rockland County, New York assisted living facility, leaving multiple residents injured. Flames broke out inside the Evergreen Court for Adults just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Multiple fire departments were called to the scene. One firefighter was trapped inside the burning facility for some time, but was able to escape. The 200-bed facility is about 25 miles north of New York City along the Hudson River. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Some of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is making its way to help hunger. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic.
In the United States, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is a federal program that provides food purchasing assistance for low and no-income people. The U.S.-Mexico border is in dire straits as the Biden administration is attempting to hide their plan. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout of the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So AstraZeneca just keeps getting these hits, and I'm not sure what's going on, but apparently the big news story we had yesterday was, in general, a major headline, was the AstraZeneca vaccine was about 79% efficacious against preventing symptomatic COVID. So very cool. I'm like, all right, that's not bad. It's way better than a flu shot. Looking pretty good. Now, similar to Johnson & Johnson, maybe not as tight as Pfizer or Moderna, but the AstraZeneca clinical trials happened a little bit later. We had variants, so this is good news. Yay, AstraZeneca. And AstraZeneca has kind of been dealing with a lot of blows from having to hold and stall their trial when there was a transverse myelitis case that I believe happened in a placebo patient. I got to double check if I don't think it happened in somebody that had gotten the vaccine. And then they had issues where in Europe, multiple countries and outside of Europe suspended using the AstraZeneca vaccine due to possible risk of blood clots. Then the European Union Medicines Agency said, no, it's okay. Yeah, we're all right with it, and they began to resume. And then AstraZeneca is coming in fourth place to be reviewed and approved by the FDA here in the United States. So if they are approved, how much of the U.S., how many millions of shots is the U.S. going to purchase if they already have Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and Moderna, and, you know, we already have those shipments coming in? Well, they got another blow. Apparently, I believe this was yesterday, from the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease, in a statement where they believe that the FDA might have used outdated data sets or information in their data sets such that they're going to have to review it. They're going to have to review what actually was the time frame and the range of when they where their data came from and how they submitted it. So it's a little tricky here. So I'll read you guys a statement if I could clean my glasses. So the Data and Safety Monitoring Board notified NIAID, Burita, and AstraZeneca that it was concerned by information released by AstraZeneca on initial data from its COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. They were quote-unquote concerned. Concerned means hold the phone. We need to check this out. And the DSMB, which is the Data and Safety Monitoring Board, expressed concern that AstraZeneca might have included outdated information from that trial, which might have provided a, quote, incomplete view of the efficacy data. So they urged the company to work with federal agencies to review the efficacy data and ensure the most accurate, up-to-date efficacy data to be made public as quickly as possible. Now, what could that mean? Well, basically, when they look at the shots and they look at, you know, who received, what these companies are doing to show efficacy data is they have to show who got the vaccine, who didn't get the vaccine, and the numbers. And then they had to show how these people were exposed. In a phase three clinical trial includes, you know, the outside world. This isn't done in a very isolated laboratory vacuum setting. And so they have to show when the exposures could have been. They're also trying to show data on the immunity. And so if the ranges don't match up in terms of how, when the patients got their shot, when the subjects got their shot, when they were supposedly exposed to the outside world, which they many times with these studies they have to reach a certain number of COVID infections before they could finish their trial. And so if they have to show that a certain percentage of the population of that group got COVID and they were in the placebo group, they can't just say, we gave them the shot, it's been 2 weeks, nobody got COVID, we're good. There has to be enough of a period of time to show that they were, you know, within the population, they could have got exposed to COVID. The people who did get exposed to COVID that had the shot didn't seem to get sick as much as the ones who had placebo, so they need to show that. And then they also need to show that many weeks had passed to verify that there were no side effects. So it looks like it's the date issue. And again, don't quote me because we don't have a lot of details on what that is, but that's my guess on what's going on. And I think it's really, really frustrating for people because they see these headlines and, you know, they're like, do we trust the vaccine? Do we trust the government? Do we trust the, you know, if you remember correctly, people are scratching their heads a little bit with what happened with Pfizer. Right? Pfizer had said they were 90% effective. That was the first report. It came out, we're 90% effective. Moderna came out the next week saying we're 94.5% effective against severe symptomatic COVID. And then Pfizer came back a few days later going, no, we're 95%. And so that's still a little confusing as to what happened there. How did it go from 90 to 95? You know, I mean, unless it was a typo. And, you know, so the question people have is, you know, are the feds really watching it? Well, apparently, if they found this issue, whether it's a typo or whether it's a huge discrepancy in the data, it looks like somebody found it. So it looks like they are reviewing. And I know people don't trust the government. I hear that all the time. I don't trust the government. The government wants to get the vaccine out. The government wants everybody controlled. The government wants this. And mind you, I've been very humbled and a little scared by the liberties I've seen the government take over the last year or so. So, and public officials. So I'm with you on, you know, I don't trust the government 100%, but what I do trust is our regulatory agencies in that they have everything to lose if they approve something that can come back and haunt them. If they get it wrong once, it just takes them getting it wrong once, them telling the American public or the global world population that they're okay with something, it's good, they put their seal of approval, and we find out that it's not, that there are issues, nobody will ever trust their seal of approval again. And so I do believe if the FDA approves something, we can trust it. Do I think they have 100% of the data? No. Do I think they kind of cover and hedge themselves by saying, look, we're only going to do an emergency authorization? Yeah, this allows us that wiggle room where if there are issues, again, we did this as an emergency, right? You know, you can't sue us. We're doing the best we can. It's an emergency. It's temporary. And if we get more data, we'll, you know, stop it or, you know, so I believe that the agencies are still being as careful as they can be. Whether something is 79% efficacious versus 67% versus 82%, honestly, I don't see that making much of a difference. You know, if they approve the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine didn't have the effectiveness or the efficacy as Pfizer and Moderna, I think they'll still approve AstraZeneca, but they want to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And so if, you know, some of the data might be skewed or date range a little off, you know, people say, gosh, people can mess with the data. You can, but when your research is reviewed, there's always objective eyes out there that say, no, this is wrong. You know, I've written a couple papers. Both papers got published because the students did an amazing, amazing job. And we made sure that we had all our I's dotted, T's crossed before we submitted a research because we didn't want anybody thinking that we did a halfway job. And because there's a reputation that you want to hold. And you don't want to think you're doing false science. Just like in the media, you don't want to be doing fake news. Once you get caught spreading something that could be fake, you lose your credibility. So, I think credibility is one of the most important things when it comes to these drugs, when it comes to moving forward with any sort of authorizations for drugs. So, I mean, good catch on their part. I hope it wasn't malicious. I hope it wasn't oops, you know, but it does make you a little nervous. 1-877-DOLLY-YOUR-BOY.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, is it Milo? Mila, I can't read this. Milo wants me to discuss the empathy problem we have in the United States, where we have to empathize or be sympathetic all the time. Now, I'm not sure I'd love for you to call so I could get a little bit more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But if you're kind of talking about you know, the whole Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, or if you're talking about reparations, or if you're talking about COVID. I think I could answer this on an underlying theme. Many people are exhausted going through what they went through with COVID. Many of them lost their jobs. Many of them lost loved ones, lost family members. And so it's been a negative year. And when you watch the news, it's not very positive. It's not very fun. We see what's going on with migrant workers. We hear of the girl that was the spring breaker, who was, I believe, partying in Miami and was raped and killed and robbed. We hear about, you know, the shooting. We've already had like two mass shootings in a week, one in Atlanta, one in Boulder, Colorado. And so, well, the news wants, you know, obviously the news is supposed to inform us, but there's an underlying theme of, you know, we need to pity those that are affected by the Harry and Meghan, Harry and Meghan and their trials and tribulations with the monarchy, or, you know, business owners in other states, or those that still have mask mandates. And so there's almost this, we feel guilty. And we feel guilty that we are worried about our own necks and what we're dealing with ourselves when there's other people going through trauma. Now, the Harry and Meghan Markle interview, I think, was very, very poorly timed. I get that they might have had issues with the monarchy, and I get that being a royal might not be that fun and might be a difficult life to live. I probably, you know, couldn't do that. I'd rather not make money and kind of have an apartment to myself and do my own thing. But I, you know, it was all about the sympathy we were supposed to have for that couple. And no, we got bigger fish to fry. I mean, I would rather put my empathy towards the victims of the shootings. I'd rather, you know, put my empathy to a whole variety of other people that have, you know, hurt throughout this pandemic. And as a doctor, we do get exhausted. It is very emotionally exhausting because we're trained to be empathetic and trained to be there and hold people's hands and hug them when they cry and cry with them and pray with them. And many days I was just emotionally spent. And even if it was my private practice, where many of them were there for refills and, you know, things that weren't life or death, still, it was very emotional because people would tell me about what they were going through. Now, as a result, I think the way God incentivized me to keep working, or he rewarded me for, you know, all the emotional investment I put into my patients, is it gave me an ability to not be depressed. So when stuff would happen in my life, I am always aware of what other people are going through, that I don't get as depressed as I think anybody else would. So when my father died, and he died in Wichita, and he had died that morning, me also, because I'm a workaholic and I just can't sit home, I made arrangements to bring the body to Nevada, and I made arrangements for family to come out, and I went to work. It just, I was able to still work. Yeah, 6 months later, I broke down and cried, you know, for a good hour, and, you know, felt all guilty that I worked and I didn't mourn, but I was able to still work. I was able to still do what I had to do, because I feel like my purpose, my mission, is to help others. And maybe it gave me a strength. Maybe helping others gave me the strength or this numbness such that when bad things happened in my life, I could still function. You know, I hope my husband never cheats on me. And having been there for patients who were cheated on, it's devastating. It's probably every person's worst nightmare to be cheated on and left. But I think if that ever happens, I think I'm more mentally prepared, because I've seen it happen to other people. It happened to Jennifer Aniston. She was cheated on. And so you start to get a different perspective. And so, yes, it is negative. There's a lot of negativity that we're seeing in this world. And, you know, I don't know if there is this push for us to have this sympathy and empathy and to donate here and donate there and you know, help this cause and help this cause. Because, you know, whenever you are in charity work and in public service and community service, you can't do 7 different projects. You know, I try, but, you know, when you do get people engaged, you give them a mission and you have them work on one mission or another. I was going to hopefully do this with medical students where we kind of built a foundation of a charitable foundation, and we split up within the school, and we split up the duties of it. But everybody owns that position, you know, where, you know, this is what I do, this is my title, and this is my job, this is my role. So we all have roles. And so the point I'm going to get to is, if you are watching the news and you're seeing, you know, everything go on, and you're like, well, I can't help this group of people, and I can't help this group of people. And I believe there was the news was looking at business owners in George Floyd Square. There's a George Floyd Square in Minnesota, and it's quartered off, so businesses you know, can't attract customers in that area because it's cornered off as a memorial. It's like it's a zone now that's there for the memory of George Floyd and where he had died. And so when you look at this, you're like, okay, well, how do we help the business owners, and how do we help the family of George Floyd, and how do we help the police officers, and how do we help Harry and Megan? And at some point, you know, we all want to help. And we all, but we also don't want to be constantly flogged with, you should feel guilty for your position and your issues, because there's always worse. You know, we can't be emotionally and mentally healthy if we always feel like we should feel guilty for who we are and what we've endured. You only lost one family member to COVID. I lost 2. That those sort of discourses don't help. So what I do suggest people do, because many of them do feel guilty, is pick a charity, pick a cause that you want to help. You don't have to put money to it. Like, for example, blood donation. You could donate blood. That doesn't cost money. Or you could help host a drive, and that doesn't cost money. If you can't donate blood, that doesn't, you know, force you to donate blood, but you can host a drive. There's so many different things you could do to help people. And maybe that's what I think helps people cope better, knowing that they're doing their part. We all need to feel like we do their part. Me as a physician, I've gotten to benefit from that, saying, look, I'm doing my part. I'm a part of this role. I'm helping people. And I got to tell you, just because it was my job, that wasn't enough. I still felt like I needed to do some sort of charity work and be involved in multiple organizations. But look, if you're overwhelmed, you know, you have a right to grieve, and you have a right to go through what you're going through. But if you feel like you can't help everybody and you need to, pick one cause that you care about, even if it's like, you know, puppies and finding puppies homes, you know, to live or to adopt. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.